Ramaphosa confirmed that South Africa will now use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. He thanked local scientists who discovered that the vaccine from AstraZeneca, which was meant to be rolled out this week, was only 22% effective against a new strain discovered late last year.
We have secured 9 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The first batch of some 80,000 doses will arrive in the country next week. In addition, we have secured 12 million vaccines from the COVAX facility. This will be complementing other vaccines that are available to South Africa through the African Union's Acquisition Task Team facility that we set up. Pfizer has committed 20 million vaccine doses, commencing with deliveries at the end of the first quarter.
The Unemployment Insurance Fund, Temporary Employer-Employee Relief Scheme, and the special COVID-19 grant of 350 rand per month are being extended.
This has proven to be an effective and efficient short-term measure to reduce the immediate impact on the livelihoods of poor South Africans who are out of work.
Despite economic doldrums, Ramaphosa was upbeat about investments.
In November last year, we held our third South African Investment Conference to review the implementation of previous commitments and to generate new investment into our economy. Even under the difficult economic circumstances, the Investment Conference managed to raise 108 billion rand in additional investment commitments from a number of investors.
A big deterrent for many investors is the erratic power supply. Ramaphosa says they're addressing the problem with national utility, Eskom.
Eskom estimates that without additional capacity, there will be an electricity supply shortfall of between 4,000 and 6,000 megawatts over the next 5 years, as our old coal-fired power stations reach the end of their life. As part of the measures to address this shortfall, we will, in the coming weeks, issue a request for proposals for 2,600 megawatts from wind and solar energy as part of bid window 5. This will be followed by another bid window in August of 2021.
The main opposition parties have criticized him for not giving enough specifics on Eskom and not mentioning the other state-owned enterprises like embattled South African Airways. However, he was vocal about corruption, saying it remains one of the greatest impediments to South Africa's growth. He referred to anti-corruption hearings being chaired by Judge Raymond Zondo.
The revelations from the Zondo Commission of Inquiry lay bare the extent of state capture and related corruption. We have started the implementation of the National Anti-Corruption Strategy, which lays the basis for a comprehensive and integrated society-wide response to corruption. We will shortly be appointing the members of the National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council.
Ramaphosa quoted Nelson Mandela and recited a bit of Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise.
Out of the hearts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide, leaving behind minds of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, and I rise. Close quotes. Now, people of South Africa, it is your country that calls on you to rise.
Critics say Ramaphosa is good at talking the talk, but not so good at walking the walk. They're hoping the finance minister's budget speech on the 24th of February will reflect real reforms. This is Vicky Stark for Voice of America News in Cape Town.